California officials are investigating whether Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was behind private flights that brought asylum seekers to California. A group of 16 migrants from Colombia and Venezuela were taken from El Paso, Texas to Sacramento and left on the doorstep of the Roman Catholic Diocese headquarters on Friday. Another group of 20 arrived Monday.
We had no idea that they were coming.
Bishop Jaime Soto said local faith-based charities were scrambling to find shelter for them. The two groups never went through Florida, but California Attorney General Rob Bonta says Vertol Systems, which was paid by Florida to fly migrants to Martha's Vineyard last year, appears to be behind the flights. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state's Department of Justice is investigating the circumstances around who paid for the travel and whether those orchestrating the trips misled anyone with false promises. He lashed out on Twitter, calling Florida Governor Ron DeSantis a small, pathetic man, and quoting a section of California criminal code as he suggested the flights might qualify as kidnapping. DeSantis, who is seeking the Republican nomination to run for president, has been a fierce critic of federal immigration policy and has made Florida's migrant relocation program one of his signature priorities, using state money and working with multiple contractors to carry out the flights. Audio courtesy KXTV. I'm Jennifer King.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.